Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
Boys in line.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Individual Defensive Podcast brought to you by In This League. Please check out our Patreon, InThisLeague.com or Patreon.com/ITL Army. We'll take you there. Got group me rooms, rankings, all kinds of good stuff, live streams. Please check that out if you would. I am joined by the one and only Gary Davenport at IDP Sharks on the Twitter machine. Gary, we are pretty much just about halfway through the season here. How are you feeling about everything?
Great. Awesome. No, I'm not doing too bad. I mean, I've got some teams that are awful, a couple teams that are really good, and a whole lot of like 4-3 and 3-4. My Lister League team, I believe, is still undefeated.
Man, just smashing in that one. You are crushing. So this was a weird week for me where, excuse me, I won in all the leagues that I was bad in and lost in all the leagues that I was good in. You know, it was one of those. So just very strange, probably keeping me alive in some of those leagues and pushing me out of, number one contention in some of them. So just a strange week. We do have some news and notes. Of course, we'll be going through, all of the good performers, underperformers, and potential ads for your teams. But let's start with some news here first, Gary. And I want to get into snap percentages in a second, but Chase Young, he's eligible to be activated from the PUP this week. That's your guy. Do you think it's going to end up happening? What's the word on Chase Young?
Oh, you know what? I haven't heard anything definitively one way or the other. I think even once he is, you're going to have to be patient for a couple weeks. You know, it's going to take him some time to get back up to speed. He's floating around on the waiver wire and you hear that he's been activated, then obviously you want to go get him. And if you're in a deeper league and you've got the spare roster spot that you can set aside for a little bit, then, you know, that's not a bad idea, but we need to be realistic about it. It's been a while since he was on the field.
Yeah. Not just, because being activated from the PUP gives you that 21-day window or whatever that you have to be activated to the roster. So it's going to be potentially 3 weeks, but even when he is activated, like you just said, Gary, do they limit his snaps in his first game back? How much rust is there? How bad is he going to look in his first game back? You know, getting back up to NFL game speed is a lot to ask anyone that hasn't done it for over a year. So just still a lot of questions floating around about Chase Young. This was really annoying and pissed me off, Gary. Shaq Leonard and Josie Jewell practiced all week and then did not play. So, like I said, questionable is truly questionable these days. Apparently, I need to take my own advice because I had Josie Jewell in a lineup and did not see that he was inactive going in here. Your thoughts on, what is the deal with these guys, you know, and what are we doing? Why are they practicing all week and then not playing?
I guess with Jewell, they just didn't feel like he made enough progress in that knee sprain to be good to go. I don't know what to make of Leonard at this point, because this is not the first week this has happened that he has practiced.
It's happened full, like four or five times.
Right. Practiced in full, practiced in full, practiced in full, and then nothing. So essentially impossible to trust until we actually see him on the field for, I don't even know necessarily I want to start him in his first game back if he is active, because who knows what his snap count's going to look like. It's rapidly shaping up to be a lost season with Shaquille Leonard.
Oh man. Yeah. That hurts, but it's also probably what we need to hear. You know what I mean? Cause it definitely looks that way.
It's setting up to be a lost season for the Colts as a whole, it looks like.
Hey, let's not count them out yet. My boy Sam Ehlinger, hook him. Let's go. Getting the start now. I'm excited about that for this week. Let's talk about some of these snap percentages. I'm just going to go through them, and if you feel like there's something there, feel free to jump in. Troy Anderson back down to 44% of the snaps with Michael Walker back to 100%. So he is not a start. That second linebacker spot in Baltimore behind Patrick Queen had been Josh Bynes for most of the season, but it's getting pretty close to 50-50 with Malik Harrison. So just watch for that if you are rostering Bynes maybe in a deeper league. The Baltimore free safety spot with Williams down, it was like a 60-40, then a 75-25, but now it has been 100% Geno Stone, and he had, I believe, the game-sealing forced fumble. So I'd expect him to keep that job. Hamilton down to 35%. He was up to like 45. I think he was at 47 the week before, but they have just decided to go all the way with Geno Stone at that spot. Carolina, Frankie Louvu, in his first game back, they eased him in. He had 66% of the snaps. Corey Littleton had 34%. Do we think we'll see Louvu get back up to 100, Gary?
I would think so. I mean, we didn't see anything before he got hurt that indicated they were in any way displeased with the way he was playing. So, right, like you said, I think that's just they easing him in first game back type of deal.
For Cincinnati, there are two things here. Logan Wilson was out, so Davis Gaither had 68%, Marcus Bailey at 45%. So they're kind of splitting that second linebacker role behind Pratt for as long as Wilson's going to have to miss. And then Eli Apple, I looked to see if he was injured because he had played like 100% of the snaps, I think, in every game, if not all of them. Most games, if not all of them, this year. But Cam Taylor-Britt took over and had 60% of the snaps down to 40-ish percent for Eli Apple. You didn't see an injury for Eli Apple, right? Is that just a benching?
It might be. I mean, I can't think of any injury news that I heard right off the top of my head.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league
is cooking.
Now, we'll see how it goes moving forward. Let's see how things look this week against Cleveland. If it's the same percentage, we'll know. Once is a fluke, twice is a coincidence, three times
yes.
is a trend.
Exactly right. You know your cliches. You got them.
Yes, I do.
For your Browns, JOK was up to 80% of the snap percentage. Deion Jones, 52% in his Browns debut. Didn't Phillips get hurt? He's done,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, tore his pec. He's done for the season.
Ugh. All right. So you were complaining about JOK, so we're going to see him now, right?
The question is, I don't know that it'll be a whole lot more than, say, that 80% share, because they're still going to have Taki Taki out there some. But from what I understand, Deion Jones is going to wear the dot and make the defensive play call. So he's going to be a 100% of the snaps guy moving forward.
Okay. So that is what it's going to end up being. It's going to be Deion Jones 100%, JOK situational with Taki Taki. I understand. For Dallas linebackers, Anthony Barr had a season high 90% snaps percentage. Malik Hooker, the third safety, was down to a season low 52%. Do you think this was more about game script because they were just pounding the Lions, or do you think Anthony Barr is taking over the second LB spot here?
It's going to be something to watch. I mean, I don't know that I'd be comfortable starting Barr this week, but it's going to be something definitely to keep an eye on. Barr played more snaps this past week than Leighton Vander Esch did.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very, very interesting. So he's a guy that could potentially be picked up. Josh Pascal, 89% of the snaps in his Detroit debut here, which was impressive with Charles Harris down. So Harris could be back this week, but Pascal getting a high snap percentage was surprising to see. Detroit safety, Deshaun Elliott had a season low, 76%. I didn't see an injury for him. Juju Hughes got in here, 26% of the time. But Elliott's been putting up some big tackle numbers. But if they're going to ratchet back his playing time, it, you know, we just need to be proactive on him is all, because he may not be the guy that we thought he was if he is going to be losing snaps here. Green Bay, Rashawn Gary, season low, 61%. Kingsley and Igbaré, a season high, 42%, Gary. So what is that all about? Do you think that was just a weird rotation and we shouldn't worry about it? Or is this something that maybe if we're rostering Rashawn Gary, we need to be concerned about?
I wouldn't panic yet. I mean, any more than I'd be panicking about the Packers in general. So,
yeah, I mean, Gary grades out high too. Like, he's the 12th highest edge rusher they have on PFF right now out of 112 graded. So right. I'm not really worried about Gary. It's probably more about getting him just some rest in game. For Houston, Christian Harris, the Alabama rookie linebacker, came back 68% in his first NFL game. Grugier Hill down to a season low 32%. That is something to be worried about, correct?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, Harris didn't exactly tear it up. I think he had one solo and missed like three or four tackles, but it was a rookie making his first start, and Lovie Smith had some nice things to say about him after the game. So, you know, I'm not saying drop Grugier Hill yet.
Well, what's funny,
you definitely want to staple him to the bench to check for the snap counts this week.
I look and I see Christian Harris has the lowest grade I've ever seen for a player in a starting lineup. 27.2, right? But Grugier Hill, 30 for the season. 78 of 79 rated inside linebackers here. Not a good spot to be in.
Explain why they want to get the kid on the field, it would seem.
It's really his run defense. He's 78 of 79. Coverage, pass rush, he's okay. I mean, coverage is pretty bad too, but just not good overall. So looks like Christian Harris will be taking that spot. For Kansas City, Willie Gay back with 56%. Darius Harris down to 22%. I expect that is going to, we're easing Willie Gay back, right? After missing 4 weeks with the suspension. So I think he's going to get a higher percentage next week.
My guess is it'll vacillate a little bit. It was before.
Think so.
I mean, there are going to be games where he'll play 65%. Then there are going to be games where he'll play 85%. He's kind of more of a matchup based where his snaps are concerned.
Yeah, Bolton's the number one there.
Oh, yeah, Bolton's out there all the time. That's right. No question. He'll play 100% of the snaps. And then Gay, like I said, there are a ton of linebackers like that right now. Leighton Vander Esch is a guy that's like that. You mentioned Davis Gaither in Cincinnati. There are so many of these teams that now have one every down linebacker and another guy who's going to be out there anywhere from 55% to 85%, depending on the opponent and how they game plan that week.
And then Dallas, you know, because we saw Anthony Barr go up, the third safety came down, you know, in terms of snap percentages. So sometimes it's just, you know, these guys figuring it out too.
Right. So then you got, who was it for Tennessee? Andrew Adams come out of nowhere, played 97% of the snaps last week.
Right. Yeah, we're going to talk about him when we get to that.
Well, he had a day.
He did. For Vegas, a couple more here. For Vegas, Chandler Jones had a season low 66%. Clelin Ferrell, season high 63%. Oh. And they just traded Jonathan Hankins. So, Ferrell might be on the field.
How do you know Chandler Jones ain't playing well when flipping Clelin Ferrell see in the field?
That's exactly correct. For the linebackers in Vegas, Diablo had 100%, Perriman 57%, and Blake Martinez 23%. Looks like Diablo is just their guy at this point, right? And are they trying to play? Is Blake going to earn this job over Perriman? And do you think that's the plan moving forward? Is that why they picked him up?
I don't know. At this point, I kind of think that Martinez was just essentially a depth add. I mean, I don't see him.
Yeah, he's not playing well. So.
Right, and seeing Perriman's snap percentage come down under 60% ain't great. But, yeah, Diablo is the linebacker you want there for now. I mean, in 2 weeks, we could be talking about, holy crap, Blake Martinez is playing 100% of the snaps, and Diablo and Perriman are both off. It's been that kind of year. Keep your head on.
Yeah, Diablo's not playing well. 55 out of 79 linebackers. So
no, he has not played well. course, there are a whole lot of linebackers ain't playing well.
There are. And then for Seattle, Cody Barton back up to 68%. So, you know, obviously, big struggle last week, but he is back up, which is
nice. I think it's probably pretty much what the cap's going to be with him is probably around 70% of the snap. So I don't know that he's a guy you're going to want in your lineup every single week, but also, you know, bye weeks, injuries, blah, blah, blah. I don't know he's a guy you want to drop either.
Right, exactly. We had a bunch of injuries happening along the defensive line. Of course, we had Baron Browning with a hip. He had an MRI. How bad was that? I don't think I saw. Is he done?
I don't. They said it's a multi-week injury. I don't know. I just read a few words of it, and then I had to go throw up.
Oh, yeah, because he's been so good. And then he had an MRI. Ever since they moved him, I don't know what it was. It was that square peg in the round hole and all that. But he just works as an edge rusher. Trey Hendrickson also had a stinger and missed a chunk of action on Sunday.
He's been battling neck problems quite a bit this season. So I wonder about that, whether it will affect his availability against Cleveland. You're going to want to keep an eye on that.
Yeah, for sure. Especially, you know, we mentioned this a couple weeks ago. Questionable is questionable, whether they practice or not. I've had to learn my lesson twice on Josie Jewell and Shaq Leonard here. For linebackers, Rashawn Gary was in concussion protocol. Greg Greenlaw left with a calf. And Jacob Phillips, obviously, done for the season with shoulder injury. So some big names there. That actually makes more sense as to Rashawn Gary.
Damn, Dre Greenlaw. That. You knew you had to know Dre Greenlaw injury was coming, but it still don't make me feel any better about it.
Yeah, I remember watching that game, and Kelsey had a big catch over the middle, and they're like, just wondering if Dre Greenlaw gets in front of that, if he's on the field. And I'm like, well, you know, ifs and
well,
buts,
and
you know.
Al Shaier's on injury reserve, so there's
yeah, well, if only they had some draft picks to trade for a linebacker. But they don't.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for a...
In this league.
What's this?
In this league.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
That's $4.
The defensive backs here, Antoine Winfield is in concussion protocol and is probably going to miss Thursday night football. I don't know if it's been officially announced, but it really does not look like he's going
to. Yeah, for the way they were talking today, I highly doubt you need to have a plan B for Winfield this week. He ain't playing.
Hufanga is out with a concussion. Brandon Jones left with a knee injury. Kyle Duggar with an ankle. J.C. Jackson dislocated kneecap. Going to miss a big chunk. Levi Wallace missed 3 interceptions and then got hurt for Pittsburgh. Jordan Lewis with a foot injury. C.J. Anderson with a shoulder. And A.J. Terrell with a hamstring. So lots of injuries to go around, as is normal. But let's go to the performers for this week. We start along the defensive line, as always, Gary. And big-time performers along the line. Chris Jones got to the QB twice. Cam Jordan got to the QB. Simmons, Garrett Bosa, Brian Burns, who someone offered 2 first round picks for, and the Panthers wouldn't budge. Aiden Hutchinson back on the good list with a sack and a half. Wilkins got in there. Trayvon Walker back on the good list with a sack as well. And Sam Hubbard got after the quarterback a couple times, also knocked the ball down at the line. So big time performers performing well. A lot of guys underperformed, as always, along the defensive line. You know, defensive line and defensive backs, you always have a lot of differences here. Thibodeau, Montez Sweat, Dietrich Wise, Josh Allen, who's been on this list a bunch at this point, Buckner, Dexter Lawrence, Deron Payne, Alex Highsmith with the donut, Jonathan Allen with the donut, Leonard Williams. Not only a donut for Leonard Williams, but also a huge penalty that almost cost him the game as well, on a late hit on Trevor Lawrence. So some ugly performances here. Are you worried about any of these defensive linemen, Gary?
Well, Leonard Williams just got back, so I'm willing to give him a little bit of slack. Highsmith and Allen, the donuts happen.
Right. Josh Allen has been on this a couple times. Right.
I jinxed Dexter Lawrence because I picked him up in one league. So
that's your fault.
Okay. Yeah, I needed a spot starter on the defensive line, so I went with him because I figured, you know, not a super high ceiling, but he'll get me a few tackles, nice floor. It'll be fine. Yeah, it wasn't fine. But what are you gonna do? No, I'm not really freaking out about any of them. We're 7 weeks into the season between injuries and bye weeks, and you really don't have the luxury of freaking out about most of these guys right now. I mean, what are you going to do? Cut Josh Allen? Who are you going to get off the waiver wire that's better? Nobody.
Yeah, I mean,
sometimes
that's the
question. Just got to roll them out there and hope for the who they got this week. They're in London against Brett Rippin,
Denver,
and the
right?
Fighting Horses. Yeah, yeah, see, there you go. He'll get right. Jaguars usually play well in London. Josh Allen will get right this week.
It's basically a home game for them, and then you have the rookie head coach Hackett, who has not been good.
Oh, God, they're a mess. Yeah, you got Brett Rippin at quarterback, and he threw the ball, what, like 46
I think Wilson will be back this week because I think he almost played. But
I don't know. They said it's a partially torn hamstring.
Oh, really? I don't know. Yeah, I mean, look, he shouldn't play. He's awful. So,
and they got the bye coming up after London. So
Yeah, you could be right. So we'll see what happens there. The potential add, Sam Williams got to the quarterback two times. Jalen Phillips, a sack and a half, 4-4, 7-5 for Grover Stewart, who's been awesome as a defensive tackle. Justin Houston, two sacks. Draymond Jones, two sacks. And Calais Campbell, Darrell Taylor, Ngakoue, Austin Johnson, Vita Vea, Dorrance Armstrong, Danico Autry, and Frank Clark all got after the QB here. I mean, Jalen Phillips is a guy that I like this big time performance. He would be probably near the top of my list. Anybody else on this list that you like, Gary?
You know, Autry is quietly having a very good season for the Titans. He is. I think he's up to like 5 sacks on the season. He's not a big tackle guy, but he's getting sacked. Dorrance Armstrong has quietly been really solid this year, despite playing, I think, less than 50% of the snaps. He's a guy I think I would take a look at. Like you said, Jalen Phillips. Ngakoue, if the matchup's right, which this week I believe they have Washington, so it is. You know, it's honestly, that's not a bad selection of talent if you need, especially if you're just looking for a guy that you can roll out for 1 week, a spot starter, as opposed to a guy you're going to start every week.
The linebackers, Gary, I mean, big time performances, obviously Monday Night Football. Roquan was enormous, 24 points, 8-4, a sack, a pick. Just awesome.
Got me a win in the IDP only championship of the universe. I thought I was beat.
Oh, nice. That's a huge game. Devondre Campbell was the only player to score more points than Roquan, because he had a pick six. And it's because I finally lowered him in my weekly rankings because he'd been completely inconsistent, is why he put up. So that's on me. Isaiah Simmons, kind of had a high snap percentage, 82, and he's been on this list, I think, 3 of the last 4 weeks.
For it.
4-1 and a pick.
He had a pick six against New Orleans.
That's right. Yeah, he scored that touchdown, right? So he's on this list. Patrick Queen, Matt Judon, obviously, with his 2.5 sacks. Bobby Okereke, David Long, Evans, Quay Walker, Olakun, Miles Jack, Jordan Brooks, Micah Parsons, Christian Kirksey, JOK, Bolton, Singleton, Zaven Collins, Cole Holcomb, Jacob Phillips, and Drew Tranquil, all over 10 points. Obviously, the last time for Jacob Phillips, but everyone else performing when they need to. The underperformers here, Devin White, 4.5 points, Khalil Mack, 4.25, Frankie Louvu, Eason Himmen, Gruger Hill, Michael Walker, Trey Greenlaw, who got hurt, Rashawn Gary, who got hurt, and Shaq Barrett here. So, I mean, I'm not worried about White and Louvu. Khalil Mack is hit or miss, but Gruger Hill missing. Michael Walker's first game back. I'm not worried about him. Greenlaw is hurt. Gary's hurt. And Shaq Barrett is a hit or miss guy.
Yeah.
So
Gruger Hill,
that's right. Okay.
I don't know if I'm rushing to drop him yet unless you're in a shallow league.
Just
glue him to the bench. And now if the snap count, and I expect the snap count's going to hold. I think they made the move to Harris.
So how about this? If you have Gruger Hill, Gary, and Christian Harris is out there, is that a 1-for-1 you just go ahead and do?
Yeah, I would probably do that. And always, when I say don't drop a guy, it depends on what's on your waiver wire. I'm assuming that there's not much there. If you're in a shower, the shower, the format, the less patience you have to have with these jerks. If they're not putting up points, if they ain't putting up points, then just be done with them. Just be like, get out. You're fired.
Yeah, you're fired. You're fired.
You boat them off the island. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Along the potential adds, Anthony Jennings here. 2-4, a sack, a forced fumble. He looked good on Monday Night Football. Leighton Vander Esch is 48% rostered. He had 7-3. Kenneth Murray, 5-5 with a pick. Juwan Bentley, 6-4 with one tackle for loss. Did he get hurt too? I didn't
even see. He hurt. He's got an ouchy ankle, I think.
Akeem Davis Gaither, 7-2 in Logan Wilson's absence. Andrew Van Ginkel, 6-4. Willie Gay, 4-4 and half a sack. Daryl Taylor, we already talked about him. Anthony Barr, who we talked about, his high percentage, 4-2 with a fumble recovery, over 10 points for him. Anzalone, Taki Taki, and Devin Bush might have stacked his best two games in the NFL here. So maybe things are starting to click for him a little bit, but he was on here with 5 and a solo and a pass deflection as well. So who among these linebackers are you going to the wire for?
Well, Murray and Gay can't help you this week because they're on a bye. Although Murray's snap count was up to, I think, 89% or something, which is, I'm pretty sure, is a season high. So those guys, Vander Esch is right around 50%, so he's already rostered in a lot of places. Davis Gaither is only playing about 65% of the snaps, although he does have a very nice matchup with Cleveland, so that he would probably.
And he played a bunch because Wilson was down, and if Wilson misses again.
Yeah, I don't know that I expect Wilson to play this week. So it's the same shoulder injury that he had to have surgery on last year.
That was, so it was 89% for Murray, which would be 15% over his previous season high, which was last week. So they're trusting him more, it looks like, in L.A.
Which, of course, it came right before they went on bye, because that's the way that always worked out. I might have Devin Bush up there going up against the Eagles, because you know they like to run the ball in Philadelphia.
Yeah, and he's been on the field a bunch, so I think I'm right there with you, Gary. That's a solid one.
Your Steelers going to knock the Eagles from the ranks of the unbeaten Sunday?
You know, it would be the most Steelers thing to do. You know, would be to look miserable against Miami on national television and then beat an undefeated team in the middle of the day. You know,
someone need to talk to Kenny Pickett about some of them decisions he'd be making with the ball.
He needs to, he should not be starting. That's just the way it is. But, he's still better than Trubisky, I would say, because Trubisky, I would rather lose with the turnover than not take the shot. And that is what we're at with Trubisky and Pickett. And I can guarantee you that is Tomlin's mindset as well, where Trubisky will pull the ball down at the end of the game and not take the shot. Pickett will go after it, and it's going to work out sometimes, and it ain't going to work out sometimes. And he's had some ugly picks, but that's the growing pains with young quarterbacks.
At this point, you might as well just.
Let him work it out on the field.
Right. The season shot to hell anyway. You might as well let him learn by doing.
Right. Exactly. So, and he can get his timing better with his wide receivers and learn when to throw that and when not to throw it and all that stuff. It's a learning season. You kind
of try a free sample of Berry Pie.
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
never
insulin.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
30%. Stop it!
They don't know your body, only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
I have to take it as what it is, which I hate to admit as a Steelers fan because we haven't really been put in this position in a long time. I mean, last losing season was 2003. So Just going to be a long one, that's for sure. The defensive backs have performed well in a roster to over 50%. Ahmad Gardner, 9 solos and an assist. Jonathan Owens, 9 and an assist. Brisker, obviously, in here with his amazing one-handed interception. Javon Holland had that pick at the end of the game to seal for Miami. Vaughn Wilson, 3-3 and a sack.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh. Luxurious Need, 4-2 and half a sack with a pass defended. Jonathan Abram, 6-2, and Deshaun Elliott, 5-4, even losing some snaps there. So big totals from those guys. Underperformers, Kevin Byard, 2-2, Justin Simmons, 3 solos, Von Bell, 2-1, Tariq Woolen, 1-1, Antoine Winfield got hurt, Jesse Bates, 2 solos, AJ Terrell, 1 solo. So Gary, some of these guys are concerning. Bates has been on this list too many times, correct?
Yeah, to me, both Cincinnati safeties would probably be the biggest concern of those, because Simmons just got back a couple weeks ago. I mean, the only reason Von Bell's been propped up a little bit is because he's had 3 interceptions this year after only having 2 every other season of his career combined. So that's kind of boosted his numbers a little bit. His tackle numbers haven't been great either. So if you're in a shallower league, I'm not, and it feels weird to say this about Jesse Bates and Von Bell, because as recently as, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, they were both high-end fantasy defensive backs. Even last year, they were still very much startable options. You don't have to be married to those guys anymore. Defensive backs, you have to be willing to have something of a short leash. If you hang on to a guy that's underperforming in the secondary for a month longer than you should, that it's going to cost you a couple wins. You're going to take a couple L's because you just got to say goodbye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
There are 27 defensive backs that scored over 10 points and are rostered under.
That's why you don't need to have patience with them.
Exactly.
There will always be guys.
You mentioned Andrew Adams for Tennessee. 6 solos, 4 assists, and a pick. And obviously that was for a touchdown. Juan Thornhill had 9-2 and a pick. Jeff Okuda had 12 solo tackles and 3 assists. Harmon had a pick 6. Ryan Neal for Seattle, who is the guy, he was the beneficiary of Cody Barton losing those snaps, 6 solos, an assist, and a pick. Justin Bethel from Miami was in here with some of their corners down. We mentioned Geno Stone getting 100% of the snaps, had 8 solos and the forced fumble and recovery that sealed it for Baltimore. Dante Jackson, Antonio Hamilton in here, Jalen Hawkins, Rasul Douglas, CJ Reed. Is there someone at defensive back that you're looking for rest of the season production from?
Oh, Ryan Neal should absolutely be rostered in over 50% of leagues.
24% rostered on.
He's not just the guy that should be rostered in a much larger percent. He's an every week starter now. This is not just 1 week that he's done this. He's going out there and doing it every week. He's getting 6 or 7 tackles and making some kind of big play. In week six, it was a sack. Week 7, like you said, it was an interception. I mean, I've got him in several leagues, and I'm at the point where I'm not even thinking about it. I'm just rolling him out there. So he's absolutely a guy you should look at. Andrew Adams is actually, I didn't realize, he's like a 60-year veteran. He's made like 35 career starts, has a Super Bowl ring with Tampa.
Go figure. Oh, really?
Yeah. So I don't know if the Titans – if the fact they played 3 safeties pretty much every snap against the Colts is the beginning of a trend, or if it was born of injuries or whatever. But anytime a guy goes out there, leads the team with 10 total tackles and has a pick 6, I'm going to give him a look. And he's a guy who's going to be out. What's his roster percentage? 0, 1?
I think 1, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, even in deeper leagues, he's a guy that's going to be available that you should be able to look to. But Like you said, there's 27 guys this week, or 23, or whatever. 117 defensive backs had decent weeks that aren't really rostered in IDP leagues. So just, you know, go down through your list of available players. I always, every week, even if I don't need a defensive back, every week I look at the available guys in my IDP leagues at defensive back just to see if there's somebody that I'm missing. Because there are probably quite a few leagues where Justin Simmons is available because he was gone for so long.
Right, just, yeah.
You got to stay on top. It's so much easier to find startable talent at defensive back than it is at defensive line.
That's why we wait so long to
absolutely
to take them in drafts. It looks like Terrence Mitchell was the guy that lost snaps in favor of Adams, who's the corner, because McCreary and Fulton still played 100% of the snaps. Terrence Mitchell had been at 87% before the bye. Joshua Kalu also had 100% before the bye. He had zero in this game. Terrence Mitchell had 38%. So it looks like that is who Andrew Adams was stepping in for, was really the corners more than anything. Let me see if I can see on PFF how much corner he has actually played here, just to get a good idea. Let's see here. Let's go to nickel. They don't even have him listed here. Why is that? Let me go to roster instead. Sorry. I know this is great radio, right?
Hey, waiting for whatever. Me
to, and of course this stupid thing isn't working when I try to get it.
The hell we want.
Here we go. Andrew Adams. There we go. He is the sixth rated defensive back. So he played, looks like all of his snaps were in this game. 35 in the box, 18 at slot, 3 at wide. Oh, no, 73 at free safety. So he's played a couple games.
Yeah, he played not week, well, the Titans were off in week 6. Week 5, I think he was out there like 60% of the time.
Yeah, 68%, 38%, and then 97% for Andrew Adams. So, and he qualifies among defensive backs and ranks 6th among safeties. So that is surprising to see, but mainly free safety, but he moves around like he's a chess piece. So they do move him around a lot. So I think that's everything. Gary, you got anything else? Any other big IDP news that we missed here?
No, we already hit on all the injuries.
Yeah.
Trade deadline be coming up in a lot of fantasy leagues. That's someone asked me.
The actual trade deadline in the NFL is coming up on the 1st, and I think we're going to see some pieces moving, right?
There's certainly plenty of hubbub about guys moving, and I mean, we just saw one move with Monday night with James Robinson going to the Jets after the – I don't want to talk about what happened on Sunday with the Jets because – broke my heart and killed one of my teams, but kudos to the Jets for going out and saying, hey, although I don't, everyone, as soon as James Robinson landed with the Jets, I saw a lot of people saying, yeah, James Robinson, and, you know, throwing dirt on Michael Carter. And I don't know if that's the case. The Jets gave up nothing to get Robinson. The right. Jaguars essentially gave him away. And the Jets have nothing really on the depth chart behind Michael Carter running back. And, you know, Carter had some durability issues last year. So I think that's going to be a committee. I think you'll see Robinson handle the early down, short yardage, that sort of thing. I think you'll still see Carter do passing down and get his share of the carries. And honestly, if I had to pick between the two, I think I would still lean Carter.
I would not. I would take James Robinson. But
well, you're wrong.
look, I might be. And that's fair.
Robinson looks slow this year, and which is
no,
not,
he doesn't. He does not.
He does
slow
to me. He looks a step slow to me. He looks like a guy who tore his Achilles late last year.
He does not look like that to me at all. He looks good. And that's why I was so shocked when he didn't get a touch last week. And I said they have to be trading him. And you know, the next day they end up trading him. It's one of those that I ended up getting correct. That and I said that the Colts should bench Matt Ryan and start Sam Ehlinger. I mean, I said it a little tongue in cheek just because I want to see Sam Ehlinger because he went to Texas, but also Matt Ryan looks like garbage. He's taking the most hits in the NFL
I was a little surprised to see a 500 team not even give Nick Foles a shot. You know, it's not like the culture, their season shot, and what the hell, let's see what
Frank
Sam
Reich
could do.
Loves Sam Ehlinger. And that's why he wanted Carson Wentz. His offense is based on a guy that can move, you know, that's why it worked with Carson Wentz. That's why it worked with, it worked with Nick Foles in the Super Bowl run. So, but Nick Foles can't move anymore, and Sam can't. Sam is very, very mobile. So,
honestly, I think Jim Irsay had some say. It's just the suddenness with it, and I think Jim Irsay may have went to the coach and be like, "Yep,
he is that type of guy.
We need a new quarterback, and this is the guy you're going to start."
He is that type of guy. So I would not be shocked if that was the case.
You got to figure Frank Reich, the ice he's standing on right now, not particularly thick.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. They've looked terrible.
What's it say that the Titans look like clearly the best team in that division? And it's not like the Titans are especially good.
No. Well, everyone, you know, we thought, oh, Jacksonville, Indianapolis, blah, blah, blah. And it's just Tennessee again, because Mike Vrabel coaches the basics, you know, and they might lose Tannehill for this week, who's hurting with an ankle injury. So who knows? It's weird. It's the NFL, right? Not for long, which means, for positions, for your fantasy team, for everything.
Well, hey, we just sat through a week where Taylor Heineke and PJ Walker outplayed Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. So,
right. Yeah, we're clearly a side universe. We are not the main universe. That's for sure.
My picks took a beating last week.
Yeah, I mean, it was the last 2 weeks have been, Vegas gets their money back. So
yeah, well, between what it is. Carolina rolls Tampa, then last night, you know.
Yeah, the Bears with a big win on Monday Night Football against the Patriots, who've been
whatever.
Beating the soul out of whoever plays them. Yeah. Very strange. So
after Chicago, we just saw Chicago at home manage 7 stupid points against Washington, who ain't good. I know they beat Green Bay, but Green Bay's even less good.
Yeah.
And then they go and then turn around and just roll the Patriots.
Yeah. And the Panthers holding Tom Brady and the Bucs to 3 points.
Although it is nice to see the Bears finally realize, hey, how about we try doing some of the stuff Justin Fields does well?
Finally, right? It would have taken another 2.5 seasons for Nagy to figure this out.
I think he's like fourth among quarterbacks in fantasy points over the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, yeah. He was top 10 the last 2 weeks before this. So he's top 10 again.
Them running quarterbacks. Yeah. I was able to pick him up in deathmatch, which is good because I just lost Matt Ryan.
Sam Ehlinger. Not a bad ad this week in a super
flex. Oh, I'm going to try. I'm in a dynasty super flex where I have Ryan, and now I'm down. Kirk Cousins is my only quarterback. So this is where I'm at. This is the world I'm living in. I'm trying to trade for Davis Mills.
Yeah.
I'm in win now mode. I'm 6-1. My team is loaded at.
That's right. Nothing says win now like Davis Mills.
I just need a second quarterback. I need a guy to give me some options. I got a couple decent running backs in Mixon and Daryl Henderson. My wide receivers, loaded. Mike Evans, Chris Olave, Deebo Samuel. Awesome. Kelce at tight end. Awesome. Cousins is okay. And like I said, I'm 6-1 with Ryan going out there and stinking up the joint. I need a body. So I'm going to try and float a second or third round pick to see if I can pick up Davis Mills. Because the team that has Davis Mills is a tomato can. I think he's 1-6.
And he should be more than willing to part with Davis Mills.
And because you figure this is Davis Mills' last year starter.
Right. Say. Yeah, exactly. All right, well, that is going to wrap it up for us. Remember, follow us on the Twitter, at Bogman Sports for myself, at IDP Sharks for Gary. Gary, all the articles, what do you got coming up this week?
Oh, a little bit of everything. I did forget one thing you should have mentioned.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial Sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league.
This is the way. Stop touching things.
Landon Collins making his New York Giants debut this past week.
Oh, that's right. I didn't even, what was his snap percentage?
30-something percent. Didn't play very much. Was, however, on the field every play of that final drive by the Jaguars, playing kind of the linebacker-safety hybrid role that we thought he would. I ain't saying stampede to go pick him up. This is more a deeper league speculative addition. But New York's inside linebackers are hot garbage.
Yeah, it's Jalen Smith and Tay Crowder, and they both grade terrible.
A has been and it never was.
Right, exactly.
So, I mean, if you've got a roster spot, if Collins does ramp up, because I got to remember that's his first game action in a while. If he's out there, you know, 70, 80% of the snaps in a perfect world, playing essentially linebacker with safety eligibility, a tasty loophole action.
Exactly. So what is coming up for you this week? What do you got?
Oh, let's see. Tomorrow will be the Fantasy Football Big Board of Bleacher Report, Living the Stream of Football Guys. I have picks coming up later this week. Tuesday, IDP Waiver Wire and a bunch of other stuff. Just go to IDP Sharks. Follow me on Twitter, and I post all my stuff there. I don't know. I was up till 6:30 Tuesday morning working, so I'm tired. Yeah, that was
me on Monday.
Hours. Yeah, 21-hour Monday.
Whoa, Lordy. All right, well, go get some sleep, Gary. That is for us.
That ain't going to happen, man. I got more writing to do.
At Bogman Sports, at IDP Sharks. Good luck this week, and we will see you all next week. Take it easy, everybody.
I'll sleep when I'm dead. Which at this point will be soon.